This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never complained about the trophy not being in my house and vice versa. You know, you shouldn't be feeling two ways about, you know, it going to me. So, Joker's going to play the game. I don't play against TJ, he doesn't play against me, but we'll have a plan to... We'll go out and do what we're supposed to, win the game, and dominate on defense. But it's up for grabs this year, and we'll see the best man win.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to give you the award this year, Miles, when your team is 2-8 and the defense is taking a step back in pretty much every single defensive category. Of course, that is the voice of, I think, the hated in Pittsburgh, Myles Garrett, but more on that coming up in a minute. Here's the other thing when I hear that. I've never complained when I didn't get the award. That's because you didn't deserve it when TJ Watt got it before.
Right.
And he didn't deserve it last year. I have a couple of theories on why Myles Garrett is viewed in a lot of circles more favorably than TJ Watt. And I'll get to that as well coming up in a minute. But a little history reminder here. So TJ Watt did not go to the award ceremony last year. He knew he wasn't going to win the DPOY. And he tweeted out moments before the award was handed out that I'm used to this. Now, Myles Garrett, if you look at the transcript from Browns.com yesterday, also said, Watt didn't say nothing to me. He's got to apologize to me when I see him.
For what?
For the tweet, for not showing up at the award ceremony.
Why?
It's what I'm wondering, Doran.
What does he owe Myles Garrett?
I'm just wondering why we expect these guys to be competitors on the field but not competitors off the field. TJ Watt feels like he was the best defensive player in football last year, and I would happen to agree with him. And he's miffed that he didn't win it. And you know why he's miffed? Because these are the kinds of things, these awards, that when you're up for the Hall of Fame, they're considered.
Yeah.
When you're in discussions... Yeah. Like, is TJ Watt the best Steelers defensive player of all time? No one's ever going to take that mantle from Mean Joe Green.
Mm-hmm.
But if he had three DPOYs right now, you could start to really put him in that conversation. It's about hardware. So I totally get why TJ Watt was pissed.
Well, also his brother, too.
And you're trying to compete with the Thanksgiving Day debate, right?
Honestly, low key, right?
Do you think they make Derek cut the turkey?
Yes. Well, TJ's the youngest, right? Derek's in the middle.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But Derek Watt is the definition of a middle child.
He really is.
Seriously, like to the T.
I feel bad for him. He's like Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
Like, your two brothers are in the Hall of Fame. Your dad was the best quarterback for a while in Saints history, and, well, you didn't play football. Well, not in the NFL.
Right.
Derek Watt's the guy. Hey, Derek, wait, let us know when you've carved the turkey.
If there's going to be, well, my son is going to be better than your sons, like Cooper Manning.
That's all you got. That's all you got. Cooper Manning can't even beat out the other kid at Texas. You got another quarterback starting over him right now. But that's besides the point.
Right.
The reason why I think the national media is, for lack of a better way of putting it, in love with Myles Garrett, despite all the counting stats going the other way, is he was viewed as the better player coming out of the draft. He's got all the traits. He's flashier. I think you can make an argument he could be a more enjoyable watch, and I think it's confirmation bias. He was the number one overall pick. This guy's the bee's knees. He's God's gift to rushing the passer, and people just never came off it. And TJ Watt drafted at the end of the first round. I think in a lot of people's minds, they're neck and neck. And so the tie goes to the dude with the traits. That's one theory. And the other is this newfound love with being the smartest guy in the room in analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think you know ball? Well, what about pass rush win rate? That's a hard sentence to say, by the way. I'm
pass
very proud
rush
of myself.
That is.
See?
Ooh. Pass.
I'm sorry.
Rush,
I didn't mean to get you caught in the net there.
Great.
Yeah, it's
wow.
tough. Well, he had a higher pass rush win rate. So this guy, he's clearly the better player. All the while, Doran, if I could just regale you with the statistics.
And then I want to give you a third.
A third theory.
Yes.
I like the theory. I'm ready for the theory. I'll give you time to marinate on that theory. Last year, Watt, 19 sacks, 14 for Garrett. Forced fumbles, tie, 4-4. Tackles, Watt, 68, Garrett, 42. TFLs, Watt clears, 19-17. QB hits, 36-30. This year, it's 7.5-7 in terms of sacks. Watt in the lead in all of these, by the way. Forced fumbles, 4-2. Tackles, 27-21. Tackles for loss, 12-10. 18-15 in QB hits. All right, well, how about all time? I mean, Garrett's got to be at least right there all time. He doesn't have the edge in any of these categories. Not this year, not last year, not all time. 104 sacks for Watt, 95.5 for Garrett. Forced fumbles, 31-19. Watt's one of the best forced fumble guys of all time. Tackles, 427-328. TFLs, 107-104. QB hits, 216-187. What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
It's not close. Myles Garrett's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player. T.J. Watt's an all-time great.
Yes.
What's your theory?
I think people are making these decisions based on, and you know, a compliment to the NFL. And if you just look at the whole thing, I think that decision makers, when it comes to these things and hardware, are sick of Steelers getting hardware and getting credit. If you look at the Hall of Fame, and I don't even know if they're in conjunction. I don't know if they're together. Like, there could be people who are picking on the Hall of Fame, doing the, okay, but it's still underneath the NFL realm. You'll see Steelers players all the time, every year, up for the Hall of Fame. And then one year, a couple years ago, it was like, well, there's too many Steelers. You can't have too many Steelers.
Yeah, there's Steelers fatigue.
There's Steelers fatigue.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
And I think that there's legitimately, like, we are not going to give it to this brand who always gets everything and people love all the time. And I think that people don't want to, I don't think that the decision makers want to honor the great players of the Steelers because there's just too many of them.
I think that is legit. I think all three of those theories check out. And then I also think there's the Lifetime Achievement Award thing. Myles Garrett, clearly a great player. Myles Garrett, clearly a Hall of Famer. Hadn't won one, let's give it to that guy. I think that plays into it too. But we'll see if it happens for Lamar. You know, Lamar is vying for his third MVP. Shouldn't somebody be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, right? I mean, you already gave that guy two, so shouldn't it go to somebody else? Maybe give it to Derrick Henry, his mate in the backfield.
Yeah.
Because there's Lamar Jackson fatigue.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's something that I'll rightly admit shouldn't bug me out as much as it does. But last year, Watt, better numbers. Significantly so. I mean, Garrett didn't register a sack in like seven of the final eight games. Like, limped down the stretch. Their defense was also abhorrent away from playing in Cleveland, whereas the Steelers' defense was consistent until everybody got hurt at the end of the year. This season, Watt's got the edge. All time, Watt's got the edge. And so I'm going to ask Steelers fans a question, Doran, at 412-928-9370. Is Myles Garrett the player you most love to hate? Because I don't think it's Lamar Jackson, because the Steelers have owned him. It can't now be Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry averages over 100 yards a game in his career. He's averaging 61 against the Steelers. It can't be Joe Burrow, I wouldn't think, because they've had their successes against him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they're 4-7 this year. There's no more Tom Brady. There's no Vontaze Burfict. There's no more Ray Lewis. Is Myles Garrett the player that Steelers fans most love to hate? 412-928-9370. I think the answer is yes, and I think it's yes probably, and it's not close. Because you also have to factor in the helmet swinging incident.
Yes, that too.
And Steelers fans are going to believe one thing, Browns fans are going to believe another thing, and the national media is going to have their own idea on all that. I don't believe Mason Rudolph said what was alleged. I thought he might have until Mike Tomlin took up for him. That swayed me.
Yes.
If Mike Tomlin and his teammates didn't believe he said it, I don't think he said it. I just don't. But we could debate that, I guess. I think the helmet swinging incident plus this idea that he's better than the guy who's got all the statistical advantages, I think makes him public enemy number one.
There's no doubt. Easily.
I saw Browns fans call TJ Watt a right tackle merchant because he gets to play against right tackles, whereas Myles Garrett faces off primarily against left tackles.
Hmm.
And it's 2024.
Yeah.
Do we think that there are not a lot of good right tackles in the league?
Hmm. Interesting. Got to grasp on to something, though.
Well, that's all they've got. All they've got is Ben sitting on a bench crying next to Marquise Pouncey. And, oh, Myles Garrett's better than TJ Watt. That's all they have. So they hold on to it. They cling on to it. And I, again, I will rightly admit, they have sucked me into this thing. They've sucked me in. And Garrett thinks he's owed an apology?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Come on now, man.
Apology for what? Like, this isn't some, like, hey, kumbaya after the season. All the pass rushers in the league go to Turks and Caicos together and hang out. Like, you know, I mean, come on. Why does he owe you an apology? Or what?
The only guy, and I argued this at the time, that I thought may have been owed an apology was Cam Hayward for winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year award, and Watt wasn't there to celebrate with him. That's the only reason I could. That's the only. He didn't owe you crap, man. Nothing. Maybe he owes his teammates something. Or how about this? Maybe they talked about it. Maybe Cam understands.
I 100% think that they did.
I think Myles Garrett, he plays the nice guy thing too. Like, you, Cleveland media loves the dude. I don't know, man. He's just always rubbed me the wrong way. When you accuse somebody of what he accused Mason Rudolph of doing, if it's not true, that's a thing a horrible person does. Now, if it is true, then Mason Rudolph's the horrible guy.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was a lie, if it was to save his own back,
mm-hmm.
Man, that's a scarlet letter you never recover from if you're Mason Rudolph.
Nope.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.